February 8th, 2016, Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. No one deserves to be discouraged from coming to this site, to pray here, and to partake of the graces so generously offered here. Such directives are not part of God's will. The Father, in His infinite wisdom, has reserved these revelations for these times when the compromise of truth and the abuse of authority dictate the need for these devotions. To deny the necessity of these devotions, Protectress of the Faith, Refuge of Holy Love, the chambers of our united hearts, and the mournful heart of Jesus, is to deny the reality of the truth. Instead of discouraging all heaven offers here, clean up the household of your hearts. Sweep out the dust of compromise. Stop defending error to please mankind. Speak out against sin. Identify good as opposed to evil. Let in the fresh air of unity in God's will, and welcome the truth of heaven's intervention through holy love. Make the salvation of souls your priority, not disordered authority. Do not regard heaven's intervention as competition, but as heaven's loving, helping hand. The power of your position, your reputation, and esteem in the eyes of man are of no account towards your salvation. What matters is your influence towards the salvation of souls. As the devotions offered here lead to salvation, opposing them is in concert with evil. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 through 5. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of stress, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, fierce, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding the form of religion, but denying the power of it. Avoid such people. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.